It's Wednesday, October 26, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The S&P pushed to cloud and SaaS with further data, and IT leaders aren't being listened to. This is the Business of Tech. I spotted an interview in ZDNet with Lori McCabe, co-founder and partner at tech analyst S&B Group, who offers that S&B spending on IT might be in line with their enterprise counterparts. And one of the main reasons for this is the cloud. Let's pull from the piece. Quote, "The reason is simple. Many small businesses, especially younger ones, are not so encumbered by a reliance on the legacy applications that can proliferate in older, bigger firms. With effectively a greenfield site on which to build, SMB owners and managers are searching the market for the best cloud-based solutions to the challenges they face, whether that's managing payments, automating time-consuming activities, or supporting workplace collaboration. If you're a newer business, you're not probably going to buy a lot of software that you have to run on-premises," says McCabe. "That means you're going to start right out the gate thinking about what's the easiest way for you to get the solutions your business needs. And in most cases, that's going to be through the cloud." Cloud spending by SMBs has shot up significantly during the past year, according to one report which predicts that 63% of SMB workloads and 62% of SMB data will reside in a public cloud within the next year. And this section. In fact, the tech analyst says SMBs continue to be optimistic about their companies, even though they face ongoing impediments such as tough macroeconomic conditions and geopolitical instability. It predicts global IT spending by SMBs will increase by 5.8% year-on-year in 2022. This growth will reach 7.4% by 2025. More specifically, much of this tech spend will be directed to the cloud. The tech analyst expects global SMB spending on SaaS-based business applications and collaboration tools will grow 17% annually through 2026 to reach $291 billion. Why do we care? This analyst sounds a lot like me in my "If I Was Starting an MSP Today" piece. The emphasis on SaaS specifically is why we care. I continue to believe there is a disconnect going on between those traditional infrastructure companies who focus on infrastructure as a service, meaning Azure, GCP, and AWS, versus SaaS broadly. There's lots of coverage of Microsoft 365 management, and a lot less beyond that in the SaaS space. And that's where all the action, money, and value are. A new survey from ManageEngine of IT leaders says 58% are actively looking for a new role because they aren't being listened to in company decision-making processes. 41% of IT leaders report having been consulted inadequately or not at all in organizational decisions around hybrid working. An example? The report found that non-IT departments have the final say when it comes to decisions around purchasing apps and IT software for the company, 54%, facilitating IT audits, 52%, purchasing devices, 45%, and hiring tech talent, 48%. And a survey of nearly 12,000 cybersecurity professionals shows that despite a jump of 11.1% in the global security workforce, the need has grown by 26.2%. Some good news, in a survey by BlackBerry, while 80% said it's hard to fill specialized security roles, 80% also use a managed services provider to backfill those security workloads. 45% say the ability to free up existing resources is the top anticipated benefit of leveraging managed IT and cybersecurity services. Why do we care? On the flip side to my last piece, here's the apparent value for providers. Filling in roles that are harder to fill, particularly in security. While it's an obvious play for services companies to focus on that IT leader spot, the danger to care about is falling into the same trap of not being listened to. A services org can exist a lot longer than an individual employee can for sure, as it's easier to collect payments and be ignored. It's just not a recipe for long-term success. There's also the subtle loss of control IT faces, more than half of decisions for apps and software are outside of IT controls. That's good for the business and, ultimately, good for the IT outsourcing model. I bet you think working with Cisco is hard. They're big and have so much going on, and you're smaller. That's why there's Cisco Partner Journeys, an innovative new digital experience designed to accelerate your engagement with Cisco. Each unique journey leads you to the best tools, services, programs, and portfolio offerings to help you accelerate sales, build a practice, and enhance profitability. Whether you are new to Cisco or a longtime partner, Cisco has the right journey for you. Interested? Visit CiscoPartnerJourneys.com to find out more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Pumpkin Day, but it's also National Chicken Fried Steak Day. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.